Thousands of grandparents raising their grandchildren are to be given what the government is calling more practical support, but some say it's not enough. In Auckland today, the Minister of Social Development, Paula Bennett, launched a parenting program for grandparents costing $600,000 a year. Our reporter, Amelia Langford, was at the launch, which began with this.
Expect them to make a few mistakes.
Ask them, what will happen if you do that? How do we, as adults, handle our own anger?
The aim is to help you understand.
The thoughts that they go to sleep with are so important.
See, that's not being selfish or greedy. It's sensible.
About 10,000 children are being raised by their grandparents or members of their extended family. And Paula Bennett says grandparents can have a tough job looking after young children who have often been removed from their homes because of abuse or neglect. She says the program will be available for up to 5,000 grandparents for free to help meet the challenges they face.
I know it's not easy, you know. I was thinking this morning, and my role as minister, but I'm also a mum. I'm a stepmother of teenagers now that I've recently married. I'm a grandmother now of two. I have this wonderful blended family, and I love it to bits, but I know some of the complexities and some of the challenges that come along with it.
Paula Bennett says the toolkit includes a 9-hour DVD and manual so grandparents can work through the program at home. The DVD features high-profile New Zealanders such as Dame Alison Holst and the SPCA Director Bob Kerridge giving parenting tips.
Our first interaction with a child sets the tone. When a child enters a room, even if your favourite TV program is on, and they are met with a smile and a greeting, then odds are the atmosphere is going to be much better.
Ms Bennett says it's not a panacea, but a way of providing grandparents with more skills and parenting advice. Diane Vivian founded the Grandparents Raising Grandchildren Trust in 1999 after becoming the guardian of two grandchildren and finding no support available. She says a lot of grandparents and other carers are undervalued by society.
I think, you know, going back, there was a lot of shame attached to it. But I think now, as time's gone on, our grandchildren are succeeding phenomenally in their different fields out there. And I think we need to value these caregivers. I think we need to sing their praises. This country is very, very quick at coming down on the negative. Why not support the positive? Why not, you know, really sing their praises? Make them New Zealand's heroes, because that's what they are.
Grandparents can receive financial assistance to look after their grandchildren depending on their circumstances. The amount ranges from about $140 to just under $200 a week. Diane Vivian says the government's toolkit is useful, but grandparents also need more financial support and training courses.
We have a number of families in Auckland that are raising 8 to 10 grandchildren. You know, that's hard. And a lot of these children have got special needs. A lot of them need that extra care. They've seen stuff they should not have seen. So, of course, it's going to have an impact upon them.
One of Diane's granddaughters, Danielle Vivian, who is 20, says her mother was unable to take care of her and her sister, which is why her grandparents stepped in.
I've lived with my grandmother since I was 6, and it was always quite different from all my other friends because they had their mums and stuff, and I had like a lot more firmer rules to grow up with, so I wasn't allowed boyfriends or anything really. But it's been great, and I've come out like a lot better off from it.
Lotte Villi, who is 60, has 16 grandchildren and has been raising 13 as a single grandparent since 2004.
I think I've sacrificed my life for my grandchildren, but I think my family is more important to me than my work.
Lotte Villi says it would be nice to have some more financial help from the government for school uniforms and food. For Checkpoint, Amelia Langford.